At a workshop in Lagos, artisans painstakingly cut out sketches and drive nails into leather pieces that will soon end up on the shelves and arms of discerning wealthy customers. It takes many hours of manpower and precision to get the finished product, but the results are well worth it. For creative director of Abu Leather Products, Zainab Aliou, getting into the leather goods industry was sheer serendipity. My first outing was in February 2018. There was a social media week. A friend was curating a section of African designers, and I signed up for it. I was initially afraid, and I thought I wasn't really ready for it, but eventually went out there, and the reception to the goods was amazing. That gave me the confidence and boost that I needed to start. In June 2019, I found out that I'd been selected to go to New York for a coterie, which is an exclusive trade show with a number of training sessions that helped me along the way. At my first exhibition, I had my first three international orders, she says. Zainab Ashadu, creative director and founder of Zashadu Brands, can relate to the market's reception. Having worked in the leather goods space for many years as one of the contemporary market pioneers, for Ashadu, commercializing her craft became a no-brainer quite early on. I was just getting used to blogs, so I thought if I put the items on a blog, I could then write a little bit about them and people could see what is available. And so I did that without even realizing that a blog is worldwide. And so people started discovering the brand and the pieces from Russia, London, Paris, etc. And I began to think of how I could get the products to them. So it was an instant hit worldwide. I immediately had to start thinking of how to cater to all the markets. There were initial challenges with exporting, as there are different standards necessarily to be met. But luckily, the Nigerian Export Promotion Council and I found each other. And it's been a really great relationship that we've had, being able to support us and get ready for other markets. And it's been a really educative process, says Ashadu. Nigeria is naturally endowed with enough resources to be placed among the top emerging economies of the world. Unfortunately, the country has not adequately utilized and benefited from the full economic prosperity it potentially holds. The Nigerian economy, from its export perspective, is disaggregated into oil and non-oil exports. There are two sources of the country's foreign exchange earnings. The country has, however, been a mono-product economy ever since the flow of oil started in the 1970s. To date, non-oil accounts for less than 10% of total Nigeria's exports, a sobering reality considering the vast opportunities on the ground. For the Nigerian leather industry, the local market holds certain perceptions that could hamper its growth, and I wanted to find out more about this. Here are people exporting skins in thousands of metric tons from Nigeria. However, those are unprocessed or semi-processed. So most of the value is added only internationally, according to Aliou. One of the industry's potential, Ashadu says, is immense. There are able minds, there are able hands, there are products we create competitively against other key players in the sector. I believe the people that need to either man or push the agenda of the leather sector development need to come from the existing leather sector, because they already have proven that they care and still play in it. So they should be the ones creating the agenda, because they understand the depth of the realities on the ground. For Nigeria's leather industry, the local market holds certain perceptions that could hamper its growth. And to find out more about this, I visited one of the busiest informal leather goods stockists in Mushin, Lagos. Nonye Onyeekwe has been in the foreign leather sales business for about 10 years. She appears convinced that foreign is better than local. The foreign leather is a way better quality, says Onyeekwe. Most of my customers come here to request for the foreign products. The local leather is a lot more expensive, though. Leather trader Ben Anazodo couldn't agree more. Some of the countries we get products from include Italy, Spain and Brazil. While the local goods are more expensive, the foreign leather is more durable. To get to the bottom of this debate, it was imperative that I got a wider perspective into Nigeria's local leather process and its true potential. So it was time for a fact-finding mission. The first stop was at one of Kano's long-standing tanneries in northern Nigeria. Abbas Hassan Zain has run this facility for about 25 years, exporting semi-processed sheep crust and goat crust leather over time, and has offered to give me a tour of his facility. Nigerian leather is one of the best in the world, he says, that's for sure. All the top brands use Nigerian leather because the fibres are strong, and so they are the best for shoes and bags. There are a number of challenges that we face, however, such as poor supply of electricity, cost of importation, treatment, congested ports, and exports also went down 80% following the outbreak of COVID-19. At the end of the day, our products go to the international brands, but because the Europeans always prefer to tag it made in Italy, for instance, they say this is Italian, Spanish, or European leather. Instead, it's really Nigerian leather, made here from scratch. All they do is the finishing and then place a label or brand on it. We, for instance, have sold our black suede to Prada for 3 years. Prada bought from the intermediate company and sold it as made in Italy. But in fact, it's Nigeria made. The finest leather we sell to Europe, and then medium and low quality we sell to India, Pakistan and China, Hassan Zain says. Unlike Ashadu, Hassan Zain has not enjoyed much support from the Promotion Council nor the Nigerian government, adding that while the demand is there, the cost of production is staggering, and in spite of the government's offers on export incentives, it takes a long time to receive payment. We used to receive 30% export incentives from the government when the industry was thriving, but for about 12 years, we couldn't receive these payments. We hope that the economy and incentives are stabilised in the future so that we understand how to go forward in the future, Hassan Zain adds. With a predominantly mechanised system, Hassan Zain's tannery has its finger on the industrial pulse, which made me wonder how the local and manual tanneries are faring. And so my next stop was the Majima Kofa Wambai in the heart of Kano, where I met Ibrahim, the tannery administrator. Any time you see a pair of shoes tag made in Italy, just know the leather is in fact Nigerian made. We have Nigeria Export Promotion Council, a body that's made countless promises to us, yet we see nothing. We don't have capital to run our businesses. Some government officials also sometimes request proposals from us with the intention to assist, but that has been just as futile process, Ibrahim laments. With no machines or industrial processes, the tannery is really a turnkey facility. Its finished products are all painstakingly worked on here from scratch to finish, and artisans are seen hand-stitching new sandals ready for market. At the Kofa Wambai market, my final stop in Kano, the shoemakers and leather merchants lace the stores where necessary, finishing touches and sales are made. From the streets of Kano to shopping shelves across the world, the industry's potential is undoubtedly immense, and the players here can only hope to relive all the glory it once held.